亲爱的弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友，大家安息日平安。
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath greeting to all brothers and sisters and true seeking friends.
谢主，让我们能够一起来遵守安息圣日。
We thank the grace of God that once again we are able to come and observe the Holy Sabbath.
愿神照着他赐福给安息日的所有福气，大大临到我们。
May the Lord grant us the bountiful blessings according to what He promised for the Holy Sabbath.
小妹现在奉主耶稣圣名来圣道。
Now, in the name of Lord Jesus, I deliver the sermon.
今天要和大家一起继续来查考神国与我家。
So this morning, I would like to continue to study with everyone the kingdom of God and my household.
我们已经查考过神国跟我家有什么关系呢？
We have already discussed and studied the relationship between the kingdom of God and my household.
是一个，就是我们的家是神国的，救赎计划的轨道。
Our household, our family is the track, the tracking rail for the salvation plan of God.
我们的家也是神国世世代代祭司的摇篮。
And also, our family, our household, is the cradle for the priesthood generation after generation in the kingdom of God.
我们的家也是蒙恩的单位，是真理的见证人。
And our family is also the unit of blessing and also the testifier of the truth.
今天我们要来讲到我们的家是一个生命建造工程的工地。
And this morning, we would like to study our family is also a life building site.
这个工地它所要建造的是一种灵性。
And this construction site, the purpose of this site is to build up our spirituality.
也就是要为神来建造拥有属天性格的人格。
In order to build up the spiritual characters that belong to heaven.
先来看哥林多前书第三章九到十节。
First of all, let's turn to the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 to 10.
哥林多前书九章三章九到十节，请读。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, verse 9.For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building. Verse 10, according to the grace of God, having been given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, but another is building upon it. But that each one take heed how he builds upon it.
这里说到我们都是神的田地以及他所建造的房屋。
So here it mentioned, we all are God's field and God's building.
那这个田，它是要来产出神所要的产物。
So this field is supposed to generate or harvest the products or the produce that God prefer.
那也是要去建造一个神所喜悦的房子。
And this field is also supposed to build a building that found pleasing in the sight of God.
这里说到。这个房子它有根基，也有上面所要建成的这个房屋的身体。
So here it actually told us that upon this foundation, it actually has a foundation, and also the shape of the building supposed to be built.
这个根基已经立好了。
And this foundation has already been laid.
这个根基就是耶稣基督。
This foundation.Is Lord Jesus Christ.
那上面这房子要长成什么样子，就看个人要怎么盖了。
And how the building will look like on top of the foundation is subject to how each individual is going to build it.
可能有的人想要用金的、银的这些材料。
Probably someone would prefer to use the gold or silver material.
那有的人可能会喜欢用木头、石头。
Some people probably prefer to use timber.
三只小猪的故事就是有的人喜欢用茅草，有的人喜欢用木头，有的人喜欢用砖块。
So the story of the three piglets is that some would like to use the straw, some would like to use the wood, and some would like to use the bricks.
那会用不同的建材，是因为每个人有不同的考量。
Different materials is due to the consideration of each individual.
也显示了不同的人的价值观。
It also manifests the value system of each individual.
每个人他所看重的事情是什么，他就会在上面怎么盖。
Whatever each person looks important upon, he or she will build it accordingly.
我们可以说这个就是看个人喜欢啊，有什么关系？
And therefore, we might say that this is subject to each individual's preference. What is the big deal of it?
那这里后面就说第十三节。
Verse 13.
请读。
Verse 13. The work of each will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it is revealed in fire, and the fire itself will prove the work of each, what sort it is.
这里说到，我们的人生一定都会遇到火的考验。
So here it actually tells us, during the journey of our life, we definitely will encounter the trial of fire.
神会用火来啊，就是我们所经历的试炼，来使我们的工程怎么样显明出来。
So God will use the fire, which is the trials that we need to go through, in order to manifest the construction work of our building.
十四到十五节，请读。
Verse 14 to 15. If the work of anyone that he built upon will remain, he will receive a reward. Verse 15.If the work of anyone will be burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, but so as through fire.
我们的人生喜欢怎么过没有关系。
It doesn't really matter how we like to live our life.
那我们要知道，最在我们的生命当中，我们会面对试炼，面对考验，面对审判。
What we need to realize is that in the journey of our life, we need to face trial.We need to face judgment.
这也就是传道书最后的结论。
And that is also the conclusion, the final conclusion in the book of Ecclesiastes.
他说，少年人啊，你在你幼年的时当快乐，在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅，行你心所愿行的，看你眼所爱看的，却要知道为这一切的事，神必审问。这是在传道书的十一章九到十节。
That's as recorded in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9 to 10.
那所以，今天我们喜欢让我们的孩子被什么所建造当然可以看我们高兴呢。
Obviously, it is actually according to our own preference how we like our children to be built upon and what material to be used.
对世人来说就是这样。
It is exactly what the people in the world will do so.
因为他们不知道会面对火的考验，会面对神的审判。
For they do not know or anticipate that they will encounter the trial of fire, nor would they expect in the end they're going to receive the judgment from God.
所以他们喜欢让他们的孩子的这个上面的建筑充满了很高的成就。很美丽的外表，那他们就这么做。
And therefore, what they look importance or focus on for the building of their children is either high achievement academically or actually have a beautiful, good looking outer appearance. That's what they will be focusing on.
他们不知道有一天这些会随着火消化，就像昨天所讲的一样。
What they do not understand is that all these things will be burnt away through fire, just like what we mentioned last night.
但是今天我们从圣经知道人生最后是怎么样。
However, today through the Holy Scripture, we already understood what is the ending of human.
那我们还要为我们的孩子建造那样的工程吗？
Are we still continue or insist?To build the construction on our children in the same manner as the worldly people.
十五节讲到的哥林多前书三章十五节所讲到的是，假设这个孩子的根基还在的话，那他上面的工程烧掉了，还可以得救。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 15, what it means here is that if the construction on top of the foundation has been burnt, but the foundation is still there, then that means these children still can, might be saved.
但是倘若我们的孩子在我们盖了那些啊，只是属世的事情之后，他的根基还能够保持吗？
However, the question is that after we build on top of the foundation with all these materialistic materials, the question is, is our children still going to maintain that solid foundation?
还是已经随流失去？
Or they have already followed the trend and fade away?
我们再看彼得前书四章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章十七到十八节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 17 to 18. First Peter chapter 4, verse 17. For it is the time for the judgment to have begun from the house of God. And if from us first, what will be the outcome of those disobeying the gospel of God? Verse 18. And if the righteous one is saved with difficulty, where will appear the ungodly and sinner?
这里说到最终我们要面对神的审判。
So here it tells us that in the end, we need to face the final judgment from God.
而且这个审判是从神的家开始的。
And this judgment starts from the house of God.
那这里说义，中文说义人仅仅得救，其实它的意思是很少的义人能够得救。
So the original meaning of verse 18, the first portion,is that only a very few righteous shall be saved.
能够得救的真耶稣教会的信徒已经很少了。
So the amount of true Jesus Church believers can be saved, it is already very limited.
因为神会去筛选出真正遵行他旨意的这些已经洗礼的人里面，神还会再继续去筛选。
Because for those who are already baptized, God still needs to do the filtering system among those who are baptized.
那今天如果我们的孩子只是洗礼，但是却没有达到神的标准，那要怎么办呢？
However, today, if our children, all they do is only being baptized, yet they do not meet the standard of God, what are they going to do?
所以今天我们要来追求的就是为孩子打造一个在灵性上用金跟银所建造的工程。
And therefore, what we need to do today is, in order for the sake of our children, we need to build the household on top of the foundation with the gold and silver material.
这个金银不是世界上物质上的，而是在神眼里这些宝贵的材料。
When we mention gold and silver material, it is not referred to the physical material. It is actually referred to what has been regarded by God the most precious.
那这一个建筑，它是一个很坚固的系统。
And this construction is a very solid system.
这个系统，它是以生活为基础，然后让孩子去看见一个好的榜样来学习，然后不断的强化的。
And this system has to be built based on life and lifestyle, and through learning and also examples, the children are able to gradually build up and consolidate this system.
这是一个从他的思想到他的情感的认同到他的行动付出。都不断的回馈又强化的系统。
So this system, starting from cognitive thinking, recognition and actions, and therefore receive feedback, and also finally re-strengthen again.
我们现在先来从负面来谈，为什么有一些我们看得见的例子，就是信仰没有办法内化成为孩子自己的生命呢？
So, the first section what we're going to look at is looking at some of the negative examples to look at why those children are not able to internalize the faith into their life.
那从这些负面的，我们就可以去 见解，是不是我也有做类似的教养，导致孩子变成这样？
It is hoped that through those negative examples, it may serve as a warning, examples to us that whether me as a parent, am I doing the similar things, actually have negatively impact my children's faith.
我们先来看参孙的例子。
First of all, let's look at the example of Samson.
我们请看士师记的第十三章。
Please turn to Judges chapter 13.
从参孙的例子，我们来学习到的是，为什么信仰没有办法内化成为他的生命呢？
So from the example of Samson, what we like to look at is why is that the faith is not able to internalize to become part of his life.
那他的例子里面我们可以得到的一个原因就是他只知道自己是属神的人，但是他不在乎他过什么样的生活方式。
From the example of Samson, what we can see is that all he knows is that he belongs to God, but he doesn't really care what sort of lifestyle that he is living on.
就好像今天我们的孩子，如果他只知道他是基督徒，但是他却不在乎他所过的是什么样的生活。
In the same manner, if our children today only recognize that they just a Christian status, but they don't really care how do they live their life,
那就很可能走到后来是会走向参孙的结局。
And more than likely, their consequence will end up like Samson.
我们来看他的父母是怎么做的。
Let's look at how Samson's parents do.
请看士师记十三章的第四节。
Judges chapter 13, verse 4.
请读。
Judges chapter 13, verse 4. Now please be careful not to drink wine or strong drink, and not to eat anything unclean.
第五节。
Verse 5.For behold, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and no razor shall come over his head, because the boy will be Nazarite, set apart to God from the womb, and he will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines.
这是天使来告诉参孙的父母，说你们会生一个儿子。
So this is the word delivered by angel to the parents of Samson.Saying that you will have a son.
那并且他也把这个孩子所背负的使命告诉了他的父母。
The angel also clearly articulate the responsibility of this son to the parents of Samson.
那他这个使命以及他的这个身份是很明确的。
The responsibility, the commission, and the status of the son is clearly stipulated.
他也告诉他们要怎么做。
The angel also told the parents what they shall do.
就是清酒浓酒不可喝，不可以吃不洁的东西，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
Which is, be careful not to drink wine, strong drink, or anything unclean, and also do not use a razor over his head.
但是不能做什么的这一些，并不是这个身份、这个信仰的重点。
However,Things not to do is not the main point of the faith.
这一些是因为他归神做拿细耳人，所以才交代的。
Reason why the angel instructed the parents of things not to do on these children is because this child is going to belong to God. He is going to become a Nazarite.
所以他的这个被神分别出来的身份是尊贵的。
Because he has been consecrated to be holy.And therefore, his status is with dignity.
他所被神所赋予的使命是神圣的。
And the commission that entrusted to him by God is holy and divine.
但是他的父母并没有把这个后面的重点传递给参孙。
However, Samson's parents actually did not pass on the actual focus or the importance point after this.
所以第十二节
，which is recorded in verse 12. Verse 12.
呀，十二节到十四节。
Verse 12 to 14. Verse 12. Then Manoah asked when your words come to pass, what will be the boy's rule of life and mission? Verse 13. So the angel of the Lord answered Manoah, your wife needs to do everything I told her. Verse 14. She is not to eat anything that comes from the vine, or drink wine, or strong drink. And she must not eat anything unclean. Your wife must do everything I have commanded her.
第一次的时候，天使告诉太太，那第二次先生又再确认一次，天使就讲了刚才所读的这一段。
So first time is what an angel delivered a message to the wife, and the second time is the husband want to get a reassurance, and therefore this is what we just read the passage.
那这里马诺亚他所接收到的就好像只有注意要吃什么喝什么哦。
So what Manoah can pay attention on are only on those things that he need to not to eat or be careful not to do.
所以在参孙的观念里面。
And therefore, in the concept that Samson had.
我们看16章的17节。
Let's turn to chapter 16, verse 17.
请读。
16章17节吗？Okay. Judges chapter 16, verse 17. Verse 17, he told her all that was in his heart. My hair has never been cut, because I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, my strength will leave me, and I will become as weak as any other man.
当大力拉天天缠着参孙，赶快告诉我你大力气的秘密。
And therefore, when Delilah...Every day trouble Samson, trying to ask him, exact, tell me your secret of strength.
参孙就说啊，因为我是归神做拿细耳人，我拿细耳人是什么意思？就是不可以用剃头刀剃我的头。
So Samson explained to Delilah, his I belong to God as being a Nazarite, and what's the meaning of being a Nazarite? That means that no razor over my head.
那这个拿细耳人对我的意义就是。我如果被剃头，我就没有力气了。
So for Samson's perspective, being a Nazarite means that if my hair was shaved, then I would lose my strength.
这是一个以他自己的需求为中心的信仰。
This is a kind of faith that only center around himself as the center point.
也是一个建立在最低标准的信仰。
At the same time,This faith is also built upon the lowest ever possible standard.
他的父母只有告诉参孙这些最低的规范啊，不可以吃清酒浓酒，不可以被剃头。
For his parents only delivered him the lowest standard that he shall not do.
所以啊，他的父母没有更积极的用金银来建造参孙。
So we can see that his parents.They're not proactively or actively using the precious gold or silver material to build upon the faith of this child.
没有关于他的身份的尊贵，关于他使命的神圣。
Nothing to talk about the dignity or the preciousness of his status and also the importance of his commission.
从今天来说，就好像我们只有让孩子知道，哦，我有受洗。
From today's perspective, as if we only let our children know that you've been baptized.
我不可以吃拜过的东西，不能够吃有血的东西。
I cannot eat things already being worshipped to idols, nor should I eat anything being strangled with blood.
我也不能够去拜偶像。
Nor should I worship idols.
好，那除了这些，还有什么呢？
Apart from that, what else?
好像没有除了这些以外，我什么都可以做。
It seems like apart from those things that being mentioned, I can do anything else.
我有这个拿细耳人的身份，我有真耶稣教会基督徒的身份。
So yes, I have the status being a Nazarite. That means I am a TJC member.
那这就是信仰，这就等于信仰。
And that only equals to my faith.
那这样子就会导致参孙其他。这些我们觉得很不可思议，怎么会做出这些事情来
？And as a result, Samson have done such things that we thought that how could he do those things? It is beyond our imagination.
第二个，他的父母啊，他父母第一个是只有给他最低的规范，第二个是他的父母不留意孩子的生活细节。
So the first thing that we just talked about is that his parents only gave him the lowest standard. The second thing that his parents didn't do is they didn't pay attention on the details of the children's life, lifestyle.
我们看士师记十四章一到三节。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. Judges chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. Verse 1, one day Samson went down to Timnah, where he saw a young Philistine woman. Verse 2, so he returned and told his father and his mother, I have seen a daughter of Philistine in Timnah. Now get her for me as a wife. Verse 3, but his father and mother replied, Can you not find a young woman among your relatives or any of our people? Must you go to the uncircumcised Philistine to get a wife? But Samson told his father, Get her for me, for she is pleasing to my eyes.
他的父母好像啊，很尊重孩子。
So from here we can see that it seems his parents really respect the children.
啊，用今天的状态来讲，我们大家也都啊。就这个时代告诉我们说，哎，要尊重孩子啊，给他独立的空间呢。
Put it in today's perspective, we all being told as parents, we need to respect our children, we need to give them personal space.
所以，其实参孙这时候还尊重他父母的意见哦。
We can see up until now, Samson at least he still respect his parents' opinions.
但是。在平常的生活中，他的父母没有主动去教导他，我们属神的人的婚姻应该怎么样。
However, from this passage, we can also understand that during his daily life, his parents never taught him, we as people belong to God, what do we need to do in terms of our marriage?
特别是你是拿细耳人哦，在律法里有规定，要只嫁娶啊我们本族的女孩。
Especially you being a Nazarite, and according to the regulations written in on the law, you need to actually only marry within our people.
在平常就没有给他这些观念。
But from this passage, we can see that his parents never bestowed this kind of concept to Samson.
所以当他这个参孙回来说啊，爸爸妈妈，我看到一个非利士女孩，我喜欢她。
And therefore, when Samson one day come home, tell his parents that I saw a Philistine girl, I really like her.
他见就喜欢。
When he saw the girl, he likes her.
他的父母平常一定也没有告诉他啊，心要怎么样约束，那婚姻要怎么样尊重。
From here, we can also see that his parents definitely do not actually educate Samson on a daily basis or regular basis that how you shall control your heart and also how we shall respect the marriage.
那我们要为了进入婚姻做怎么样准备？我们要寻找什么样啊合神心意的对象？
What sort of preparation we need to do towards our marriage and also what sort of spouse that we need to look for in order to find pleasing in the sight of God?
如果有讲这一些，其实就是一直在用金和银在建造了。
If the parents are continuously imparting these kind of ideas to Samson, then that would mean that the parents are always using the gold and silver as a material to build on the child.
但是很显然是没有嘛，所以参孙才会现在有这样的行为。
However, apparently, as the outcome, we can see they never done so, and therefore Samson will behave in this way.
那会不会我们自己的孩子有一天也是这样跑来告诉我们？我喜欢我学校我同事哪一个异性
？So put it into today's perspective. Would it be our child come back to us saying to us that I saw someone at school that I really like?And wanting to make her or him to become my spouse.
那其实是跟平常我们怎么建造有关。
It is actually closely related to how we normally do and what material we use to build on our children.
后面又说到他父母的回应。
And later on, we can see the response from the parents.
好，那现在终于有一个机会，他可以好好教导了。
At least here will give the parents a good opportunity to educate the child properly.
但是我们看见他父母就是用一个很柔和的方式啊，好像用没有讲得很明确那个圣洁的原则跟底线。
However, we can see that the parents merely only talk very nicely, very kindly, however, did not actually clearly mention to the child about the bottom line or the boundaries of the standard of God.
因为这个不坚定的态度，使得参孙觉得我比你更坚定，那我就可以做。
Because the parents' attitude is actually wavering, not solid.And therefore, what Samson's approach is that I will become more solid, more firm than you, and then my decision will be the final.
所以这就是平常没有在注意或者没有积极的在注意孩子的生活细节。
So it is all due to because they do not focus on daily basis or regular basis the details of the lifestyle of their child.
到底平常跟什么样的人交往？
Exactly what sort of people that my children have make friends with or interact with.
那在交往的这个观念上到底是什么？
And during the interactions, exactly what is the exchange of opinions and concepts they have?
就是这个 relationship 的观念。
So how about the concept of the relationship?
这些其实是父母要积极主动的去引导建造的。
So this, as a parent, should proactively guide the children to build them.
后来我们再看十四章的八到九节。
Chapter 14, verse 8 to 9. Chapter 14, verse 8 to 9. When Samson returned later to take her, he left the road to see the lion's carcass, and in it was a swarm of bees along with their honey. Verse 9.So he scooped some honey into his hand and ate it as he went along. When he returned to his father and mother, he gave some to them and they ate it. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey from the lion's carcass.
他父母吃了参孙给他们的蜜。
So the parents have took and ate the honey that Samson gave them.
参孙没有告诉他们这是哪里来的。
However, Samson didn't actually tell the parents where did the honey come from.
那他父母也不会问。
Nor would the parents ever ask Samson where did it come from?
因为他们给孩子很大的空间，不要什么事都干涉孩子。
Because they give the children a lot of space, do not intervene so much, too much.
那这个就好像今天我们的孩子出去了去哪里，我们也没有问。
It is just like today, even if our children they went out, we never even ask where they're going.
那他们回来了，问说：“啊，你刚才去哪？”他不讲啊，就算了。
And when they come back, we ask them where did you go. If they refuse to talk, we just let it be.
那或者他给了一个什么东西给我们，或者我们看他正在用什么，我们也没问说：“哎，这个哪里来的？”
Or when they give us something, or when we see that they are using some items, nor do we ever ask where do those things come from.
那严重一点的，其实可能这会去反映出他去都是在什么样的场所。
So more severe or serious thought is that these things that they are taking will reflect where are the venues and places that they went.
那他们是和什么样的人来往
？And also it reflects what sort of people that our children interact with.
还有有一些我们台湾的一些教会的孩子，其实他们所出入的地方有可能会牵涉到毒品哦。
And even some of the venues that the children in Taiwan, our church members' children in Taiwan, the places that they may go, may related to drugs.
因为这个在学校很泛滥，所以他们交什么样的朋友，有可能。我们不问的话，不知道，可能他们已经在毒品的威胁当中。
Because drugs is something very normal at school in Taiwan, and therefore, if we are not careful, we actually may not know that they have already been inundated with the concept of drugs.
那有一些信徒父母，就是孩子刚开始的时候，他没有很多的干涉，到后来孩子要去哪里，他都拦不住、管不动了。
So we may see a lot of cases is that some parents, they do not intervene too much where the children will go. But in the end, it actually becomes that the parents couldn't even try to stop the children to go those places with danger.
所以我们看见从很小的事情看参孙的父母，我们就知道其实他父母真的就是给孩子太多空间。
So therefore, from a small matter that what Samson did, it actually gives us a clear picture that the Samson's parents, in fact, already given Samson too much space, too much freedom.
我们会说呢，太多就是因为他的父母其实是消极，没有积极去留意和回应。
The reason why we said that they gave Samson too much space, the word too much represent or imply.That the parents are not actively doing their job and also provide a proper guidance.
第三个，他的父母所做的就是把信仰跟生活分开。
The third issue Samson's parents have is that they actually separated the faith from life.
我们看十四章的一到二节。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 1 to 2.
那这是我们刚才看见的。
This is what we already read.
我们看见参孙他的生活就是一个在外邦的文化里面。
We can see that Samson's life or his living lifestyle is actually among the Gentile culture.
他就在外邦的环境里看外邦的女孩子就喜欢。
In the Gentile environment, he actually preferred or he likes the Gentile women.
就是他平常喜欢的这些文化可能都是这些世俗流行的文化。
So more than likely, things that he likes or the cultures that he appreciates are among those worldly and Gentiles culture.
所以以今天来说，可能我们的孩子整天都在听流行歌，看这些电视剧，或是玩这个世界的这些游戏。
So put it into today's perspective. Maybe our children all day they listen is the pop music. All they watch is the drama. What they play is the video games.
那我们可能也像参孙父母觉得没关系啊，那个就是他的休闲呐。
And maybe we are just like Samson's parents. That's okay. This is just for their leisure.
但是那一些就是会去形塑孩子的价值观的。
However,
入侵呢
those things will shape.The form or the value system of our children.
那我们的孩子每天接受这些流行文化，他就是认同，对，就是要这样打扮，就是要这样讲话。
So if our children every day what they immerse in is those current trendy culture, and therefore they will think that this is how I should dress, this is how I should talk.
然后看见像这样子符合这样子价值的标准。的异性就会喜欢。
And as a result, when they see the opposite sex with a similar concept, similar value system, then that will be someone that they like.
那我们再看第十节。
Verse 10. Judges chapter 14, verse 10. Then his father went to visit the women, and Samson prepared a feast there, and it was customary for the bridegroom.
那这个参孙他就也仿照现在的年轻人都这样做啊。
So what Samson did is because he can see that all the young people at that time also did the same.
那我们的孩子是不是也都仿照这里的年轻人向来都是这样做啊。
And would our children also imitate what the young people nowadays do and they would like to do so?
那这个就是他父母没有注意到的事情。
These are the things that the parents didn't pay attention to.
就是把信仰跟生活分开了。
Because what the parents have done is they separate the life, or the living lifestyle separated from the faith.
让他的孩子的生活形态、价值观所说的话都受流行文化的影响。
So the living lifestyle, the value system, and even the language that they use being deeply affected by the current trendy culture.
但是他的父母还是觉得没有关系啊，反正他的身份就是那些人啊，他有在聚会就好了。
And the parents may think that that's okay as long as he still maintains his status as Nazarite. And in today's term, we think that that's okay as long as children come to service, come to church for service.
第二个、他没有注意到把它分开的是这个生活是会去影响到孩子的性情的。
So the second thing that the parents did as the outcome of the separation between faith and life, it is that they didn't realize that this separation will actually also affect the personality of the child or the character of the child.
请看十六章第一节。
Chapter 16, verse 1. Judges chapter 16, verse 1. One day, Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute and went in to spend the night with her.
第四节。
Verse 4. Sometime later, Samson fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek,whose name is Delilah.
我们发现参孙他是一个非常、情欲的需求很高的人。
So we can see that Samson is someone who has a strong desire of the physical need.、
尤其是在性这个方面。
Especially have a strong desire for sex.
那其实这个都是他的生活、尤其是这个文化去诱导他变成这样的。
This is because of the outcome of his lifestyle and also the culture that he immersed himself in.
这个文化就是不断的鼓励大家去、顺从情欲。
And the culture that he had is the culture continuing to encourage everyone just to subject to your own indulgence.
不知道、澳洲的学校是怎么样教导孩子关于性的观念。
I'm not sure how the schools in Australia educate our children about sex.
在台湾的话，是不再告诉你不可以发生性行为，而是发保险套给你说要有安全的性行为。
So in Taiwan, they no longer tell you not to have sex, but they actually actively distribute the condoms to educate the children you need to have safe sex.
在学校的校园里也是在、鼓励说、你要探索自己的情欲哦。
And also in school,、the school actually encouraged the children, you need to explore your desire.
那这是、与我们真理的观念完全相反的。
This is in total opposite towards the concept and also the value systems of our faith.
但是这样环境的氛围会不断的去、塑造我们这个性情。
However, the atmosphere and the environment that our children are in will definitely change or affect their personality and character.
我们又看到参孙他很凶暴。
We can see that Samson is someone with violence.
所以、从第十四章到十六章我们就可以看到他很容易就发怒。
So from chapter 14 to chapter 16, we can see that Samson is someone very quick to anger.
他一生气，他就用他的力气去杀死人。
And when he was angry, he used his mighty strength to kill people.
所以比如说14章的19节。
For example, chapter 14, verse 19. Chapter 14, verse 19.Then the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon, killed 30 of the men, took their apparel, and gave the clothes to those who have solved the riddle. And burning the anger, Samson returned to his father's house.
这里固然神的灵感动大啊，参孙。
Here, even though the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson,
但是呢，他最后却是用自己的发怒来就是滥杀无辜。
However, in the end, he actually killed people out of his anger.
第十五章那里呢，他一样也是 一生气就放火烧人家的田。
In chapter 15, it also recorded an incident that when he was angry, he just lit the fire to burn people's fields.
16节又说他一生气也是杀人成堆。
And also verse 16 of chapter 15 say that when he was angry, he also killed 1,000 men.
那除了他非常的凶暴之外，
apart from Samson being a very violent person,
他也非常的被自己的需求所控制。
He'd also been heavily controlled by his own demand.
我们看同样这一章，第十五章的十八节。
Let's look at the same chapter, chapter 15, verse 18. Verse 18. And being very thirsty, Samson cried out to the Lord, "You have accomplished this great deliverance through your servant. Must I now die of the thirst and fell into the hands of the uncircumcised?"
这里参孙他遇到困难还知道祷告。
Here we can see that Samson, when he encountered troubles, he at least he knows he needs to pray.
但是他祷告的重点，那个中心还是自己。
However, the contents, the focus point of his prayer is still around himself.
神变成一个他使唤的仆人。
God become a servant that actually subject to his summon.
他虽然嘴巴上说啊，我是仆人。
Even though he said that he addressed himself as a servant,
但是实际上他才是主人啊，他把神当仆人这样使唤。
However, in actual fact, we can see that what he did, he treated himself as a master and as if God is his servant.
你怎么可以让我渴死呢？
How could you that allow me to die of thirst?
那他就好像以扫一样，就是渴啊、饿啊，都是比永生比神更重要的事情。
He was just like Esau. Thirsty and hunger is more important than the eternal life that God is going to give him.
所以我们看见参孙所过的生活影响了他的性情。
And therefore from here we can see that the lifestyle of Samson has greatly affected his personality and character.
他成为一个顺从情欲的人。
He became a person subject to his physical desire.
在加拉太书的第五章，
Galatians chapter 5,
第五章十七节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. For the flesh desires against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are opposed to one another in order that you should not do those things you might wish.
如果是顺从情欲，
If someone subject to the lust,
那就是不去干预情欲对自己的支配。
That is to say that this person will not intervene the dominions of the physical desire.
就是我想生气就生气啊，我渴了就是要喝啊。
That means to say, when I want to be angry, I will be angry. When I'm thirsty, I'll go and drink.
我有性的需求啊，那我就要得到满足啊。
If I have the sex desire, then I want to be satisfied.
那如果是这样，就是顺从情欲。
If that is the case, then this person is subject himself to the fleshly desires.
也就是与圣灵相争。
And flesh desires against the spirit.
就是说，当我们顺从情欲的时候，其实我们就在就是在与圣灵相争，在亵渎圣灵。
That means to say that if we subject ourselves towards the fleshly desire, we are actually in opposition to the Holy Spirit. Then also it means that we are blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
我们也让圣灵担忧。
We also making grief to the Holy Spirit.
那所以。我们来看加拉太书第六章的七到八节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 8. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 8. Do not be misled. God is not mocked. For whatever a man might sow, that also he will reap. Verse 8. For the one sowing to his own flesh, from the flesh will reap decay. But the one sowing to the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
不要自欺。
Do not be misled.
不要自己说啊，我的孩子长大，他自己就会 开始服侍啊，他自然就会嫁娶主内。
And that means to say, let's not deceive ourselves thinking that as long as when my kids grow up, they will know that they will marry in the Lord, they will know that they will serve in the church.
是不可能的。
That's not possible.
因为种的是什么，收的就是什么。
For the Bible tells us, whatever a man sow, he or she will reap accordingly.
我们种的是金跟银，收的就会是金跟银的财宝。
If what we sow is gold and silver, then what we reap will be the gold and silver's treasure.
我们顺着情欲撒种，那就会收败坏。
If we sow in the seed according to our fleshly desire, what we will reap is decay.
我们顺着自然，哦，就是自然发展，那其实就等于是顺着情欲。
If we say that, oh, we just let it go to grow naturally, that means to say we actually subject ourselves to the physical and fleshly desire.
我们只有去靠着圣灵去干预、去征战，他才可能顺从圣灵。
Only through the intervention through the Holy Spirit to having a spiritual battle, only then can this person will subject himself to the Holy Spirit.
我们只有积极的去建造，去给予特定的观念，他才不会受这个外在外邦生活世界的影响。
Only when we actively educate with correct concept, only then can our children not be affected by this worldly concept.
唯有我们主动积极的为孩子撒属灵的种子，才能够收永生。
Only when we actively sowing the spiritual seed, then we will reap the eternal life.
我们上午先第一节先到这里。
So we will conclude our first session here.
请大家同心默祷。
Let's say a silent prayer.